Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Abe yesterday asked me to do something when we were after the show, Hugh. Mm-hmm. He said, hey, can you kind of rank the roadblocks in the way of UGA? You know, what you think the roadblocks are for UGA between now and them winning a national championship. So I'll just go through this real fast, and then we can kind of expand on it a little bit. So I wrote it as seven things, and I'll just like to say I'll fly through it. At number seven, the group of questionable unbeaten teams like one-loss teams like Michigan and Michigan State and Oklahoma State and Oregon and Penn State, you know, all of whom have flaws, you know, all that kind of group of teams there. We saw that Iowa had serious flaws last week, and we all kind of knew it. I think everybody knows it. I mean, there are a couple of teams we don't know much about. Oklahoma State is one of them, which is – you know, it seems like it has flaws, but they played really well last week. Mm-hmm. Number six is Oklahoma. They've got a new quarterback. If they stick with Caleb Williams and they punt Spencer Rattler, it looks like that they could at least have an explosive offense. Number five is Florida. Anytime you're playing in a rivalry game, Hugh, we'll get more into that, even though they're obviously got issues down there. Number Ohio State, if you haven't been paying attention, Ohio State's playing about as well as anybody next, not named Georgia, in the nation right now. Number three is Cincinnati because they have that pedigree, and then they, you know, the Peach Bowl last year, it was a dogfight, right? Number two, of course, Alabama, because you may have to beat Alabama twice in three games. And anytime you have to, when you're talking about SEC title game and then two games later playing them again in the national title game, you may have to beat, well, you don't have to beat them twice, actually. You just beat them once, and you're in, you know, but you know what I mean. All right, so yeah. Georgia is the number one team standing in the way of Georgia. That's the point of this list.
That's how I kind of look at it. I look at it the same way. I mean, you look at the way that they're playing. I mean, and there's so much stuff that can happen, John. You know, Alabama look like they're back to the Alabama doing Alabama teams and things like that. But when you look at the collective of players that they have at Georgia, the biggest thing that I'm concerned about, like listen, they're going to come to play every week, because I feel like now that these guys are playing with a little bit of a chip on their shoulder. You know, I'm pretty sure that in some way, shape, or form, even though it doesn't have anything to do with a lot of the guys, people have brought up the past, you know, in the past, you know, things that have happened to Georgia and all of the hope that they've had over the last previous seasons. And now it kind of finally feels like this is the season. Complacency. That's one of the things. Injuries and complacency are the two biggest things that can stop you from getting to your ultimate goal. And I think that these guys kind of, they know that, and they're going to remain focused on the task at hand.